Concern about the coronavirus could alter the outlooks at some big companies. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Known infections from the coronavirus in China reached 4,500, a 60% increase in a day. Now Hong Kong is putting strict limits on travel to and from the mainland. More than 100 have died in China. The U.S. said yesterday people in the U.S. should, quote, reconsider travel to China, where more than 100 people have died from the disease. More big-name international companies today are releasing their quarterly results and outlooks for this year, and some of those forecasts are being altered by concern about the virus. Today we'll hear from Starbucks, Apple, and 3M. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
For American companies doing business in China, Nick Setian with Wedbush Securities says there's nothing to do for now but wait.
There's nothing in terms of the business outlook that really they can change. They're just going to have to absorb the impact.
Setian says that might eat into profits in the short term, but it could also give the brand a chance to build goodwill in its second largest market by showing Chinese customers it cares about employees.
And I think they're going to come out of this stronger.
Apple has other concerns. Frank Gillette at Forrester says for now, the company is probably most worried about its supply chain.
If a factory pauses for a couple of days, that's a couple of days that airplanes aren't carrying supply to the United States.
If factories are forced to shut down, Apple may have to move some of its production elsewhere. But again, analysts say it would take months for most companies' profits to be affected. One company that may be seeing an immediate impact? 3M. One of the world's biggest makers of face masks. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
Checking markets, after the Dow fell 453 points or 1.6% yesterday amid concern about the effects of the virus on the global economy, the Dow feature this morning up 58 points, 0.2%. Markets in Hong Kong and Shanghai remain closed for the Lunar New Year holiday. Crude oil has been slumping with the new concern about global growth. It is down another 0.5% in New York to $52.88 a barrel.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
When I talk to students, I get asked for pro tips. What do I know? But I say, show up on time, shower occasionally, learn Mandarin or another language, and I would like to now add, take Economics 101, because understanding how the money game is played can tell you a lot about human behavior and why the world runs this way. Which brings us to our new project that we're calling Econ Extra Credit. To kick it off, how about some light reading? An international group of professors has put together a free intro economics textbook. Looks pretty readable. The 12 pretty slim chapters don't look that scary, and it has updated topics woven in, including inequality and climate change. In the interests of self-improvement, I am going to read it, but here's my proposal. Since it's free, why don't you read it along with me? A chapter a week. By April, we can all be done. Homa Zargami is an economics professor at Barnard College in New York who uses that text in her class. It's called Economy, Society, and Public Policy. Professor, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Other than the price of this thing is right, it's free, why do you use this text in your class?
In the United States, it's the case that something like 40% of university students end up taking at least one economics class. So this is a huge number of people. And most of those, the vast majority of those, don't end up taking any more economics courses where you might actually get into more nuanced understandings of the economy. So what they did was to basically say, all right, let's poll students as to what they think the most important things that economists should be teaching students are. Inequality is the number one biggest issue. Next after that comes climate change, the environment, automation, the future of work, etc. None of these really get touched in intro textbooks.
How do the students react to this? I mean, you were taught out of the other kind of text. This is this newfangled way of approaching it. Does this real-world example-based way of talking about a lot of this stuff work for people?
My experience with my students has been that they actually read it. That I cannot say was the case in the past. They're surprised by a lot of the emphasis on, for example, inequality, on game theory. Game theory is actually the piece that they're most surprised by.
I could bluff my way through explaining what game theory is, but I haven't read that chapter yet in this text. Give me a sense. What is it?
Game theory is the main model used to analyze social interactions in economics. So the interaction of one agent with another. A case where you're not interacting with someone else is where you're just kind of trying to optimize for yourself. What should I have for lunch today? How many hours should I work, et cetera? What do I do when I have to take into consideration how what I do is going to impact somebody else and how what they're going to do is going to impact me?
Where would you say this shareware text lies when it comes to political ideology? I mean, I'm not seeing Mr. Free Markets Adam Smith treated as either a god or a villain from my early reading here.
Right. I think that it's fairly ecumenical. I think that it is much more descriptive of all the pieces of the economy than any previous text.
Professor Homa Zargami teaches economics at Barnard. As we read along in this free electronic Econ 101 textbook, Dr. Zargami is going to maybe do some office hours from time to time with us. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Zargami advises the nonprofit called Core Econ that publishes that open source book on using the curriculum in U.S. colleges. Join me for Marketplace's Econ Extra Credit as we look into what economics can tell us about this black box called the economy. Marketplace.org has details and a link to this free textbook, and you can email me at morningreport@marketplace.org to let me know if you're joining in the reading. Please do it. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.